Blog Talk Radio.
God day, and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee. And as always, I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you have decided to join me on this wonderful day. And folks, it is a wonderful day. As I shared yesterday, the scripture, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't care what time of day it may be for you as you are engaging in this podcast. This is a gift from God. You are a gift from God. Life is a gift from God. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Now, I'm excited about these lessons. I'm excited about the series. You have everything you need within you. And again, I go back and I share that it's so important to be able to understand that the Holy Spirit, which is the full essence of God, lives inside of you. You have to embrace that the fullness of the Father lives within you. And when we begin to understand that it's His Spirit that animates us, that it's His Spirit that gives us life, and we lean not upon our own understanding, but upon the Spirit of God, I'm telling you, man, we can live some powerful lives. You know, my friend, let me just share this. Life is grand. Life is supposed to be psyched, jazzed, and juiced. You know, in the Gospel of John, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, and this is my signature teaching, where Jesus shares that I've come that you might have life and have life abundantly. Life abundantly. Life in the Greek, zoe, a life that is enriched, fulfilled, meaningful, and purposeful with resources. One translator calls it a God kind of life, that we should be expressing God in this life. And a life that's of love, good health and well-being, happiness, success, prosperity, abundance, and yes, even wealth. And once we embrace the idea that it's God inside of us, that it's His Spirit that wants to manifest through us, even as us, we can be able to truly live a phenomenal life. Now, let me share this, folks, but of course, as I shared previously, the thing that continues to get in the way is the ego. That ego is a self-manufactured notion of who we think we are. And the war of, and I guess in the biblical language, we call the ego the flesh. And we war between our true spiritual nature, which is divine, which is God, which is His Holy Spirit, and we war with the flesh. And most oftentimes, the flesh, the ego, that, again, self-manufactured notion and idea wins out every time. Now, I'm going to share today something that will blow your socks off. It's going to blow you totally away. Because just as I talked about wisdom and that you have wisdom inside of you and that you have God's wisdom within you, I'm now going to share that you have understanding within you. You have God's understanding with you. You don't ever have to go wandering and wondering around about, you know, what is God doing? I don't understand this. I don't understand that. You're going to see in this segment that it's within you. And all you have to do is be still to listen to that clarion call of God's voice. And He's going to lead and guide you. Man, I'm being preachy today. I'm excited. I'm excited on this fantastic Friday, I'm telling you. But let's start as we talk about understanding. Understanding. And we have the capacity to understand the dynamics of life and others. This understanding is innate and a part of our spiritual makeup. You have understanding. I just don't understand. Yes, you do. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, 13. And I'm going to share a couple of these Proverbs, and then I'm going to go into the Gospel of John. But first of all, let me define what is understanding in the Hebrew. When we talk about understanding, what exactly are we talking about? Understanding in Hebrew deals with discernment, consideration, truth. So when I'm saying that I understand something, I am saying that I understand the truth of the situation, that I can discern the situation. And it's very important that we get really present to that definition, that it's about understanding or seeing clearly the truth of a matter. You know, I think about my mom. My mom, boy, I'm telling you, you know, she clearly had an understanding and could discern anything. I'm telling you, you know, when I'm trying to do something or say something, she clearly had discernment. She clearly could see the truth. She clearly should had understanding about most oftentimes I was full of malarkey. You know what I mean? So understanding is clearly understanding the truth of the matter. It's having discernment. It's clearly having consideration of that matter, and that's it in the Hebrew. Okay. Now, let's go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, and look at how supreme understanding is. Proverbs chapter 3, and let's look at verse 13. It says, happy is the man. Happy is the man. Another word for happy is blessed. But look at that. Happy. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. You want to be happy? Well, get wisdom and get understanding. As a matter of fact, I want to share with you how you have that that's already within you. But your happiness lies in the wisdom, the ability to distinguish and to discern between things, right? And understanding is the ability to see things clearly. And we're talking about the wisdom of God. We're talking about the understanding of God. See, folks, one of the problems that we have is that we look at God outside of ourselves. And if God is outside of ourselves, then guess what? Truth and knowledge and wisdom, all of those things that we need, strength, faith, understanding, all the things I've been talking about, imagination, power, all of those things are then outside of ourselves. But when you begin to see and understand that God is within you, God within me, God within you, we then are able to know that, yes, I have the understanding and I have the knowledge and understanding and wisdom of God. Man, this is some powerful stuff. So if you want to be happy, it starts with finding wisdom and getting understanding. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 4. And chapter 4, I want you to see here, as we're continually dealing in verse 5 and 7, looking at understanding, 5 and 7, he says, wisdom, yep, getting up, get wisdom, get understanding. Of course, I dealt with wisdom already. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Now, again, let me share this. If we were not capable or able to get understanding, the Bible would not tell us to get understanding. Well, how can we understand or fathom the things of God? How can we ever fathom or look to understand how God operates? Oh, he moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform, and we make God this spooky, mystical, up there somewhere God, and we operate in a series of ignorance. Matter of fact, when I first started talking about spiritual principles, people would think that I was talking sacrilege. Oh, my God, you're talking about that you can be able to operate in spiritual principle and you can be able to operate like Jesus operated? Yeah, Jesus says that if you do the things, if you have faith in me, you'll be doing the things that I'll do and even greater things that you'll do. Yeah, because why? You have the understanding of the Word of God. You have the wisdom of the Word of God. Now, look at this. I want to share with you now how you have it. Let's go to the Gospel of John, 16th chapter, verse 13. John 16:13. He says this, but when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. Look at that. When the Spirit of truth comes, what's the Spirit of truth? It's the Holy Spirit. It's the full presence of God. When he comes, he shall guide you into all truth, not just some truth. He will give you the understanding. He'll give you the wisdom. He'll give you the knowledge of what you need. He will speak to your heart. And I'm telling you, I'm feeling this thing today. He says, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. My friend, that is what I'm talking about, understanding that God gives through his Spirit. But we've got to tap into the Spirit. As I shared when I talked about wisdom, it's being still that you may hear the voice of God. It's spending that time in prayer and meditation. And guess what? My time is running out. Man, just when this is getting good to me. But listen, let me do this. Happy Friday. And folks, I need you to be a faith partner with Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment and Keith Russell Lee Ministries. Please, this day, go to krlm.org and make a contribution. I need your support this day for us to continue to expand and carry this message of empowerment across the world, okay? You can email me as well at krlfaith@gmail.com, krlfaith@gmail.com, okay? Listen, until Monday, live with faith and power, continue to create that phenomenal life, and I am Keith Russell Lee saying have a wonderful weekend. Bye now.